Yeah.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Premier Nomusa Dube Ngube says many people in the province's rural areas remain without identity cards and birth certificates. She's expressed approval for the upcoming launch of 100 mobile home affairs units. The units will be set up in the province's most rural areas. Dube Ngube spoke at yesterday's launch of a home affairs office at the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Westville.
We are a rural province and it takes a lot of time to reach one area. The number that he's procured for servicing our rural area is quite good, and we think it's going to be able to really reach out to many community members. In the rural areas, you still find elderly people without ID documents.
The KZN Health Department has responded to reports that a man died while waiting at one of its clinics in KwaMashu, north of Durban. The body of the 41-year-old was found near a road within the KwaMashu Community Health Center yesterday. In a video that has since gone viral, outraged community members can be seen shouting at staff about the amount of time they had been waiting. The man's body was also seen in the footage. Management at the clinic say security guards and medical staff were called to assist after other patients found the man. Health Department HOD Sandile Shabalala says those visiting health facilities when ill need to do it sooner.
Our reason for saying that is because on the examination, on checking of this particular patient, we found that it is a patient who had been our client but had not been to our facility for some time and came in at a very, very late stage in terms of the illness, which we may think is the reason for what we have seen happening in this instance.
KZN National Health and Allied Workers Union members say they'll be meeting with the Office of the Health MEC. Spokesperson Ayanda Zulu.
It would be premature for us to make any pronouncement in terms of the incident without first soliciting the view or getting the report from our branch. We want to send our sincere condolences to the family of the patient who passed on.
And abroad, authorities in Milan are proposing a ban on pizza and ice cream takeaways after midnight. It's in an effort to clamp down on noisy groups gathering on the Italian city's streets, which keep locals up. Citizens have until early next month to appeal the new rules. Your top story this hour. KZN Premier Nomusa Dube Ngube says many people in the province's rural areas remain without identity cards and birth certificates. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.